And so a lot of times we just have to get out of the way and let him do it.
Come on. There.
On last week we talked about, can you hear me now? And this morning we're going to come, I kept trying to get away from it, but the Lord said, stay right there. This morning we're going to come from Revelations 2 and 8, verses 8 through 11. Revelations 8 through 11. Let us stand. And it reads, Revelation is the last book of the Bible. All of us in here is not well, some of us are. So we just want to let you know. And it reads, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. And just for a little while, we're going to talk about, are you listening now? Are you listening now? We talked about, can you hear me now, last Sunday with the Ephesus church. But this morning, we're going to talk about, are you listening now, with the Smyrna church. Listening is when the words are being processed and stored away. Just because somebody hears you doesn't mean they are listening to you. Right. In other words, you might be talking to me, but if I don't want to hear you, I tune you out. Right. So that means I'm not really listening to you. I hear you, but I'm not listening to you. And believe it or not, listening is an investment interest and attention. It may be difficult to find the time and space to focus on intentional listening right now, but the rewards will be profound. I'm talking about, are you listening now? With the pandemic stopping all of our plans in their tracks, God has given us time to reflect and turn our attention to Him. Just want to know, are you listening this morning? See, this ain't a message that some of us don't want to hear, but God is moving and He's speaking. And if you are not paying attention, you're going to miss it. Amen? Are you listening now? Second Chronicles is an example of us not listening, because even though this is it's in the Bible, we're doing it right now. And I believe God is speaking through 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Yeah. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, I and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Their land. The Lord here is telling us about our conditions.
Yes, come on. Come on.
We got some conditions. And in here, if we meet those conditions, the promises that He gives us after that, where He says, I will heal the land, will be fulfillment.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
We got to trust God and never doubt Him. You know, old folks say He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. We got to trust Him. If He's calling, hear us by our name. Yeah. Then we got to humble ourselves. Yeah. Quit trying to be somebody that you're not.
Right.
Come on.
Right,
come on.
If God has called you to do a thing, do it. about your neighbor. Humble yourself, because God is looking for each and every one of us to turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna go with me, but I know what I'm talking about. It would be a road for you to restoration, renewed, and revived if you turn from your wicked ways. And those of us who believe we must yield to God's word and his will. Are you listening now? There's an urgent need for the world to start listening now. God is speaking loud and clear to the church, the body of Christ, and he is strategically setting things in order. And when you want to be in that number that John saw, but you gotta be listening, because if you don't, you ain't gonna be one of those that's washing that robe in the blood of the Lamb. You gotta be listening. And if you are not listening, you are gonna miss out on what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. We are in a shifting period right now. We are shifting in a time of significant change. Significant change.
Right, man.
It's something peculiar about this shift. And if you're not listening, because he may not come verbally, out loud, you got to be listening with your eyes, your ears, your back, your head. You got to be ready for it, because when it takes place, will you be listening? Because there is a shift that's coming. And that thing was, it won't be no more. God is first calling the church. It's three things in the shift that he's calling the church to do. And the Holy Spirit gave me these three things. And if you want it, you better listen this morning. He's calling the church, the universe. He's calling them to repent. He's calling us to repentance, which is a call to a person to make a radical turn from one way of life to another. If you've been sinning all your life, God says today,
come on,
turn.
Make a radical turn. And only what you do for Christ is going to last. You can go out here and do everything you want to do, but when it comes to Christ, that's a reservation. And see, I don't understand that with us that's been called way back when, and they're talking about grounded and rooted, but still full of H-E and finishing.
Come on, God.
Repent from your pride. Repent from your nasty ways. Repent from talking about each other. Repent, repent, repent. The Lord is saying today, repent. Repent. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Repent. Are you listening now? And then he says, return. Return. You've lost your first love. Return back to me. Return back to me. See, this is for the church. We're worried about what they're not doing on the outside, but God is concerned with the inside. He said, return back to me. You're talking loud and you're doing nothing.
My God.
You're talking loud and you're doing nothing. He's not concerned with all of that, getting the church on time, sitting in your seat that ain't even your seat. He's not concerned with all of that. He said, only the pure in heart shall see God. Do you need a heart transplant today?
My God.
Is there for the asking? Just return.
My God.
To God. Just as you are. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you did a few minutes ago. It's only what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Are you listening now?
Yeah.
Return, we must return back to God. Warning comes before destruction. Proverbs 16:8 said, pride goes before destruction.
Come on now.
And a haughty spirit before a fall.
My God.
Pride. We walk in Sister Pride every day. She didn't speak to me. I'm not going to speak to him. She looking at me. I'm going to look at her. I ain't going to Bible study. They didn't call me.
My God.
Ain't nobody concerned about that. Right. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself.
Come on.
And when we get that in our sanctified mindset, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But God is saying, are you listening now?
Yeah.
Because this comes straight out the press. Not from me and not from nobody but God.
Come on.
And then he says, you gotta be receptive.
Yeah. My God. Uh-huh. My God.
You gotta be receptive. Your mind must be made up and open. You have to have an open mind and accept God for who he is.
My God.
We accept everything else. Little bitty old stupid stuff.
My God. Come on.
We accept it and then let it enter into our spirits, and then we want to start acting like that. Wouldn't it be something if we all walked around here carrying the image of Christ?
My God, come on now.
We supposed to know whose we are.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just shake my head.
Yeah.
Sitting on the front row as a deacon and a mother and a preacher and a choir member and doing everything that God is not pleased with.
Amen.
Giving the devil all the credit in the world.
Yes, yes.
Seems like we ought to be trying to please God, but we so into our own selves that we trying to please the world.
My God, come on now.
But I come to tell you, warning comes before destruction.
My God.
Are you listening now?
Yeah, come on now.
Hearing the text. Hearing the text,
my God.
Again, we see the risen and ascended Savior. Uh-huh. He's addressing the church of Smyrna.
Uh-huh.
He says on his entrance. See, you need to set the picture up in your sanctified mind. Here it is, the risen and ascended Savior coming to give a word to the Smyrna church. He says, up to recognizing, you know, the first giving honor to God. He said, recognizing unto the angel of this church.
Come on now.
In Smyrna, I write. He said, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and now is alive. He is letting them know that he is the first and he is the last. He the one was dead, but now he is alive.
Yes,
One who knows the situation of his church.
Yes.
Individually and corporately.
Yes,
he knows all about the society in which we all live and how it affects our testimonies for Christ. And because he is an all-knowing Savior, he comes in his own loving and humble way to speak to the church of Smyrna. The church, this church, Ephesus church, was doing everything that they were supposed to do.
Come on now.
But they had lost their first love.
Come on now.
They was doing everything they supposed to do, but they had lost their first love. They was cleaning up. They was making sure everything was all right. They was only doing it out of ritualistic because this is something I'm supposed to do. But the love of God was not in it. Then we get to the Smyrna church. God is really pleased with them. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But they was persecuted.
Ooh,
yeah. On every side.
Come on,
the church struggled against two forces. A Jewish population that was against God and Christianity. and a non-Jewish that supported imperial worship,
yes,
persecution,
yes,
sufferings was to be expected in this environment.
Yes.
But I believe here's why Christ introduced himself to them as the first and the last, which was dead,
yes,
and is alive.
Come on,
he wanted to comfort them,
yes,
based on what they had been experiencing.
My God, come on now.
He wanted to comfort them based on what they had been experiencing.
Yes,
I come this morning to let you know that we go through many hard trials,
yes,
many tribulations.
Yes.
But when you know whose you are,
come on now,
whose you are,
yes,
you're supposed to just stand.
Amen.
You're supposed to know,
yes,
that for God I live,
yes,
and for God I die,
yes,
and I let nothing separate me,
yes,
from the love of God.
Amen.
Then here he is in the ninth verse. He says, I know thy works and tribulation,
yeah,
and poverty,
yeah,
but thou art rich.
Yeah.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are in the synagogue.
Yeah.
From the beginning, Christ lets them know, I know your works.
Come on now.
And your tribulation,
yeah,
and your poverty, but thou art rich. Here Christ is commending them for the faith they had in their suffering.
Uh-huh.
He was letting them know that if they remained faithful,
my God,
they didn't have to worry about the future.
Come on.
There's a songwriter said, I don't know about tomorrow,
yeah,
but I know who holds my hand.
That's right.
And somewhere in there, we got to start walking like we know who holds our hand. Christ knows everything about us.
Yes,
we don't have to walk around here in dispense.
My God.
We walk around here like we don't know who he is.
Come on, man.
He says, I'm the first.
First.
And I'm the last.
Yeah.
I'm the beginning,
yeah,
and I'm the ending.
Yeah.
If you don't hear nothing now, hear that,
yeah,
today.
Come on,
he's
now.
The first,
first.
He's the last.
Yeah.
He's the beginning,
yeah,
and he's the ending.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And just like us today, pain and trials and tribulations are inevitable.
Uh-huh.
In a world such as this one,
uh-huh,
it's inevitable that we pass through this journey not having pain, trials,
yes,
and tribulations.
Yes, uh-huh.
But I'm reminded,
uh-huh,
he says, count it all joy.
Amen.
When you fall into doubt, temptation.
Uh-huh.
Count it all joy. How in the world can I count it all joy when my bills is paid, when my bills is not paid, when my light bills is due? How can I count it all joy when I lost my mama, when I lost my daddy, when I lost my husband? How can I count it all joy? What you do is look to the hills.
Come on now.
From which cometh your help?
Yeah.
All your help,
yeah,
comes from the Lord.
That's right.
He's able. And he can do anything,
yes,
that he want to do.
Yes.
He's the first,
right,
and he's the last.
Yes.
He's the beginning,
yes,
and he's the ending.
Yes.
He can do it all.
Yes.
But when trials and tribulations come,
yeah,
come on,
we have to maintain our position.
Come on now.
We have to stand like a soldier.
Yeah.
We have to be and know that God is who he says he is.
Yeah.
We got to know that he can do anything but fail.
Well, yeah.
We must have the faith at the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
We should become stronger in our faith.
Come
and
on.
Then you got to know this scripture. You got to say, no weapon formed against me,
yeah,
shall I prosper.
Yeah.
You can come. You can come. You can come. But no weapon.
Yes, no weapon. My God.
Formed against me,
come on now,
shall prosper. You gotta know it for yourself. You gotta know it for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanna know, have you tried Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yes, yes.
And 10 says, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer.
Yes.
Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulations 10 days. Be thou faithful,
yes,
unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Yes.
We must realize that persecution comes from Satan only, and not from God. But it only lasts for a moment, because God is in control of everything. Many have died for their faith, but I come to remind you this morning, today is the day that there is assurance and awards in Christ Jesus. Having faith in God will move mountains. You might think you're finna fall, you'll be like a palm tree, but God will lift you up. You must have faith. And then it says here in this chapter, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Are you listening now? Because I'm getting ready to take my seat. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And here what the second death is a separation from God and into the lake of fire.
Come on now.
But the overcomer, somebody say overcomer.
Overcome.
But the overcomer who remains faithful unto death will receive the crown of life. All I come to tell you is this morning, are you listening now? The risen Christ is the one who experienced the worst of life. He didn't say a mumbling word. He took everything. They marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He didn't say a word. They spit on him. They hit on him. He didn't say a mumbling word. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because he lives, I can walk in the fullness of holiness. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I have a Savior that I can look up to. And when I get low and don't know what to do, I say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help. I know. Good God Almighty. I feel something creeping up on me. And then it gets something. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. But I know. You can't hurt. I know he'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. And because he lives, you have a right. You have a right to the tree of life. You have a right to the tree of life.
Come on now. Yes.
in his hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but because he lives, I have not been the same.
Yeah.
I have not been the same. Because my God lives.
Yes.
So we're offering Christ to you this morning.
Yes.
If you don't have a home, church home, we're offering Christ to you. You want prayer, we're offering Christ to you. But I wouldn't leave here today, because heaven let me know you're listening. What the Spirit just said to the church. If you don't have a covering, now's your time. And if this is not the place for you, we'll send you where you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't leave here today being uncovered by the Holy Spirit. Will you come, please?
Miracle.